After four closed-door school board meetings, Haines Superintendent Tony Habra resigns. And an update on the Haines man injured in a fireworks accident this week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haines School Board is in the same situation it was in around this time last year, looking for a new superintendent. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
The board voted unanimously to accept the resignation of Superintendent Tony Habra at a noon meeting Thursday. Board members Lisa Schwartz and Inez Gross left the meeting by the time of the vote. The decision happened after the board met for about an hour in executive session. The meeting marked the fourth time the group has met behind closed doors to discuss Habra's yearly evaluation and contract. Habra has been on the job about a year. He declined to comment for this story. School board member Sarah Chapel spoke after the vote.
I appreciate the work that you've done this year for us, Tony, and I wish the circumstances were different, but I wish you the best, and I trust that our district will be able to move forward in the best interests of our students. I'm glad we have a board that works well together, listens to one another, and can work as a team.
Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri also made a statement.
The board appreciates Tony's professionalism and willingness to act in the best interest of the school district. We wish Tony and his family the best in his future endeavors.
Palmieri would not discuss why the board made this decision. Habra's resignation was effective Thursday at 5 p.m. He had a three-year contract with the district. Palmieri says the resignation will come with a settlement because Habra's contract is ending early. A document associated with that settlement was not available by the time this story aired. The board also voted to appoint Principal Renee Martin as temporary chief school administrator as they look for an interim superintendent. The district recently downsized by one administrator when assistant principal and curriculum director Cheryl Stickler retired. The district has had four leaders within the past 4 years. After longtime superintendent Michael Beyer resigned in 2014, the board hired Ginger Jewell. Jewell left unexpectedly after a year. Rich Carlson filled in as interim superintendent after that. Habra was hired in 2016. He relocated from a superintendent job in Michigan. The board tentatively scheduled a meeting for July 12th at 9 a.m. to discuss next steps. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
The victim of a fireworks-related accident in Haines earlier this week is in satisfactory condition. A spokesperson at Harborview Medical Center in Seattle says Chris Rath's condition has improved, and he is being transferred out of the intensive care unit. Rath was medevaced out of Haines by the U.S. Coast Guard early Tuesday morning after sustaining significant injuries to his face and legs. The injuries were the result of an explosion that occurred after witnesses say fireworks were used to create a homemade sparkler bomb. Rath's personal Facebook page says he works as a river raft and kayak guide in Haines. Friends have set up an online fundraising page to help pay for medical expenses. Haines' new borough manager is related to a construction company chief and major landowner. How Deborah Schnabel should handle land use and contracting decisions related to her brother, Roger, has been a question since she was hired about a month ago. Last week, Schnabel presented a policy that addresses the land use issue. It was approved by the borough assembly. Usually, the manager works with residents seeking land use and development permits. For example, interim manager Brad Ryan drew up a list of recommended restrictions when Roger Schnabel applied for a resource extraction conditional use permit earlier this year. Conditional use permits go to the Planning Commission for a decision. In this case, the commission's ruling triggered two citizen appeals, which led to a 10-hour assembly hearing. On land use decisions that don't require a conditional permit, the manager has the final say. Deborah Schnabel worked with other borough staff to come up with a policy that takes land management authority out of the manager's hands in cases where the applicant is an immediate family member. For land use and conditional use permitting, authority would be elevated to the mayor. Conditional use permits would then, as usual, go to the Planning Commission. In subdivision and platting matters, the Public Facilities Director would take charge before submitting a recommendation to the Planning Commission. The mayor already must sign off on platting decisions. Land use citations would be signed by the borough clerk or deputy clerk instead of the manager. There is still the question of borough contracting with Roger Schnabel and his company, Southeast Road Builders. The borough attorney, Brooks Chandler, says according to conflict of interest rules in code, the municipality cannot contract with Roger while Deborah is manager. Chandler said Haynes code may be considered restrictive for such a small town. Right now, it doesn't allow contracting with immediate family members. Immediate family member is defined as a spouse or person related by blood or marriage. A few weeks ago, the assembly directed Schnabel to draw up a proposed code change to resolve the issue. Schnabel says she expects to present a proposed code revision to the assembly in late July. The Haynes Borough is negotiating with the town of Gustavus to buy a surplus float. It would be used temporarily for moorage at the small boat harbor. Eventually, the borough would utilize it as a breakwater in Letnikoff Cove. Harbormaster Sean Bell says the float would provide expanded moorage capacity in the small boat harbor. The harbor is being deepened right now to allow for more floats. But those floats aren't due to be installed until years down the line.
It's just something to fill in a portion of the basin so we can get moorage. It's just an empty space that we want to get whatever we can for the next few years until we get something permanent.
The 200 by 18 foot steel float was damaged a few years ago in Gustavus during a storm. The pilings supporting it were destroyed and the float broke free. It's gone unused since then. It was evaluated by the Alaska Department of Transportation and P&D Engineers, the firm working on the Haynes Harbor project. Following those assessments, the Haynes Harbor Master, Public Facilities Director, and Port and Harbor Advisory Committee recommended the borough buy the float. After new moorage floats are installed at the small boat harbor, Bell said the Gustavus float would help with wave protection at Letnikoff Cove. He says even though it's a retrofit, it's better than nothing.
We had P&D do a kind of a limited wave study just to get an idea of what it would do out there. And they figure that it would knock down about 53% of a wave coming through.
It's uncertain how much the float will cost. Its original worth 6 years ago was about $1 million. Manager Deborah Schnabel said she thinks the borough can get it for less than $500,000. It could be paid for with Harbor Enterprise Fund money or state grants for the harbor expansion. Moving the float would cost an additional $140,000 or so, and repairing the damage is estimated to cost about $60,000. The Haynes Borough Assembly unanimously authorized staff to negotiate for the float. Those negotiations are ongoing. Commercial salmon trawlers in Southeast Alaska are already done with their first king salmon opening of the summer season. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced Monday the first king salmon opening would end just before midnight on Tuesday, July 4th. The fleet was expected to catch a target of 64,000 Chinook salmon by then. Fishing opened on July 1st. After offloading their catch, trawlers can go back out for other salmon like coho and chum. They're also expecting to have a second king opening later this summer. Starting July 5th, trollers also can keep hatchery kings until further notice. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.